We back. Another episode. Too Deep Podcast. Every fucking Friday, we out here. One episode away from the finale.
Happy Good Friday. Well, if you're fasting like me, it's not so happy.
It don't matter. It's almost over. Just like this season. Let's get it.
Welcome.
Hey! Every time, baby.
Where's Johnny?
Where the fuck he at?
He's not here yet. He's not here. Although, if you're listening to this actually on Good Friday, you can meet me at the Cliff tonight, midnight. I will be there, right? Breaking my fast and having some beers. So
For the first time since he started.
Well, not including these episodes. Yeah. Is this Twist Off? Yeah, it is.
It is Twist Off. Almost
horrendous. All right, let's get into these beers. What do we got going on here?
So, yet again, another sponsored episode.
Oh!
Oh, wow. You really handed him the shit.
You got a napkin?
Another sponsored? No. I have tissues.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Everything's going to shit.
Oh, my God.
Everything's going to shit.
Beer.
What a horrible overflowing start to this episode.
There's beer
being made.
Let
me get some of that.
Yeah, here we go.
Another sponsored episode. Shout out Tom from Shamrock.
Tom's
the GOAT.
Can you pass
Tom
that?
Has given us at least four beers Tom to try.
Tom keeps shooting.
Tom is a shooter. Tom, shooter, shoot. I'm actually going. I'm actually going to Beer Garden with him and a few other co-workers. Or no, not Beer Garden. The Beer Festival in AC.
Oh, that's tough.
Around June.
What is that, a work kind of
thing?
No,
we're just going together.
I'll pop out.
This is
pop, pop, pop.
You can come.
Pop.
You can definitely come. AC, we're going to go with that.
See Paul at the blackjack table.
This is Killian Irish Red.
So Irish Red, what does that mean?
Huh?
Oh. Christ.
This reminds me of
Long
England.
Day.
Reminds me of England.
It does.
Right?
Kind of.
It really does remind me of England. It's an Irish Red. You know Yingling's like kind of red too, so that makes sense. I don't know if that's an Irish Red.
You know, we've been having so many IPAs that going back to non-IPA beer.
So like light.
It's so much like, yeah.
Dude, I take light beer over IPAs all the day, like all day though.
Well, we just had an IPA heavy season, brother.
It's such a different. It's such
a
different flavor.
The cold is when the IPAs come out. And
it's getting
good, warm. I like it.
It's getting warm. We're gonna have to get light, light,
yeah.
Light.
I don't know. It's okay. Any big reviews out of you, Paul? Or you just needed it.
I kind of agree with Juan about it being kind of like Yingling, but it's also like I think it's a little lighter than Yingling.
It's the first glass bottle we've had in a very long time. We've been having cans after cans. But, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we're... Oh, by the way, Juan's here.
Well, guys, I'm here.
He's like a quasi-guest this episode. We needed to bring him in on a certain topic, which will be obviously the topic of this episode. But before we do that, we have to get a score. I guess we'll let Juan go first.
So, like I said, Irish Red, it really does remind me of Yingling, so I'm holding that to that standard. Looking at the bottle, I'm really giving this a thorough review. Like, it's, I feel like it's just your average go-to beer for that person, you know? So that beer has to be solid. So therefore, I'm going to give it a 6-7. I feel like that's a solid choice. Like, you're not getting the best beer. You're not getting a bad beer. You're just getting the beer so it gets done, you know, after a long day of work. 6-7.
Like, you wouldn't be mad if somebody handed you this.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's like, no, it's like, whoa. This
thank
is
you.
Right. I'm ready. Ready? 3, 2, 1, 6, 7.
Oh!
Yo, whoa.
Hey!
Spot on.
I think he was spot on. I didn't know if you were going to say
that. That's what I thought about.
I was like, you know what? Like, I feel like if I gave it a 6-8, I would say it was better than the review Juan just gave. And if I gave it a 6.6, yeah. It was worse. That, like, I agree.
No, it was perfect. It was perfectly. I debated between.
Wow, the first time in 2D podcast.
That's crazy. All on the history. Same page. Dude, yo, reliable. Yo, Tom, tell me what. How's your day like? Honestly, I can feel how your day is just by drinking this beer.
This is, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, this is reliable.
This is a man's beer.
Tom needs to be on this fucking. Bring Tom.
That'd be interesting.
How old is Tom?
43 in 2 weeks.
43 in 2 weeks. Does he have a wife? Does he have kids?
No wife, no kids.
Single man. Ladies, single man. If you're listening in,
who's Tom, the youngest? Who's the youngest? Like other, like next worker, like who's like at your level or higher?
Well, I'm the youngest person at Shamrock. I think the closest one to me is somebody who is a couple months older than... No, not... He's 24 now, but he's turning 25 at some point this year.
Yeah, okay.
And he's an engineer. He sits literally right next to me.
I'm the youngest in my division. And then, like, in terms of supervisors, I'm the youngest by 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years?
6 years.
Wow. Well, we have interns. They're not interns. They're part-time workers. Oh, they're still in college.
Yeah, I get
so interns. I don't know if you count that.
No, I don't count those fuckers. I mean, they come in... Like, I mean... I'm closer to the people above than the people below. Even in... Like, this new generation of kids is sad. You know? All these kids coming in. Oh, I could only work this day and this day. Well... And then I look at their schedule. It's like when I was working 30 to 40 hours a week with this schedule. And they're working 10 to 15.
Yeah, he works. My direct guy works Tuesday. Peter, shout out Peter. Love Peter. Peter's great. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
You hired him from where?
NJIT.
So chemical engineer?
No, he's a mechanical engineer.
Fuck Mekis.
I don't know if I should. I mean, I didn't give away his last name, so don't I won't share. Yeah, I don't want to give too much information. Great kid, and yeah, he comes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because Monday, Friday he has classes all day. But we're not like where you work at, where you can come in at 7 o'clock, work till 6, 7, 8 o'clock. You know, we have two. Well, actually, I say that. That's cap. But there's nothing really for somebody to do there if there's not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So we have some engineers that. Might come at 9 o'clock, but they'll stay until 7 o'clock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what they want to do. It works better for them, and they allow that at Shamrock, which is really cool.
It's not hourly, but that's why, right?
For them, for those people, no. Yeah, for the hourly people, they come 7 to 3:30, in which he's 7 to 3:30.
Yeah, well, that's how the interns can't work more than. But they, we have them come.
So you're nice clocking, to five.
He's not an intern hours? Though anymore. He's what? A part time.
You're clocking in 40 hours at work.
Bro, I'm clocking in May?
Yeah, bro, you missed
over those. 55.
Over 55?
Bro, why do you think I'm dressed like this right now? It's what time? Yeah, I left work at like 7:30 today.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we fucked up again.
These fucking
I don't know how we're going to tie this one in. We name dropped it again. See, Irish Reds. That's it. So you were talking about you came from work.
Yeah, I work with
this guy
over
works
55.
Hella hours.
55.
But he makes as much as I do.
That's insane.
Actually,
but
I did.
He works 50% more.
I did a calculation though. Actually, like if I'm able to average, now starting going forward, if I'm able to average 55 a week, like at least, which I probably will, I'll make more than you, by a good amount.
We'll see. We'll compare W-2s at the end of this year.
How about okay. that? I want to be a part of this because, yo...
We'll do it. Yeah, yeah, we'll do it.
I was surprised.
How much do you want to bet late. That I'll have a higher W-2 than you will?
Let's put a... 1,000?
1,000 beans?
Just make it a bet.
Yeah, but you shouldn't... You,
but
no,
you
no,
can't do
should,
that
because yeah,
you're
yeah,
just
going to
gas it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it.
The problem. I'll start... Don't make me start working 70 hours a week.
That's
what it is. It's like an extra grand at
no,
the end of
yeah,
the year.
For real. That's... Yeah, you would have to be salary to be fair.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's dope. Dude, I feel like working in a restaurant, you can work less hours and relatively make, like, okay, good money. I was surprised, bro.
Yeah, but you work like
36 hours average. 36 hours a week.
That's almost like a full-time job. But you work, like, I feel like sometimes you're working, like, the worst nights.
No.
What nights do you work?
Bro, I work Tuesday, Wednesday, two slow days, Friday, Saturday. Two money days.
Friday, Saturday.
Bro, I'm in a place where I am at the party. That's the way I look at it. I am working the party.
I mean, like, yeah, fine. That's the way I look at it. I mean, bro. I would prefer...
He's back at the soccer house.
Yeah, but you see, like that's how you're thinking. Bro, no. See, I'm trying to pop out, pop.
And then you can get served free drinks. Well, not free drinks, by the boy.
Yeah, just pop out. Pop, 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 pop. Like, literally.
Pop.
Yeah, you pop out and he'll be there.
I'll be there, bro.
All right, bet.
And then once I'm bartender, forget about it. Like, bro, I'm pretty sure some of these guys make like six figures bartending.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's just like I don't know.
Bro, the head bartender there, for sure. For sure. He works like... He works every time.
100%.
He goes in at 2:30. He gets out around 1 a.m. He works 5 days a week. He's the head bartender, like... For sure,
yeah, 100%.
He makes bread.
Are you kidding me? But yeah,
he's a guy that's been doing this for like a while too, and he's a cool ass dude. And it's just, I don't know, it's weird. Like,
you can make a living.
He's just really good at it, bro. He's just really good at it.
Yeah, but how does it work? Do you have to report like tips or no?
Oh, bro, like this is a corporate company, so like they take that, like they're detailed with that. I can get 401k. I can get healthcare.
No, but I'm saying like, do you have to report like tips for taxes or no? Like if you get handed a 20, you don't have to report right?
Yes, they do.
The W-2, it's what? Unreported. Yeah, it's not under the table. It's all pooled. So like all money is pooled, right? They account for everything, and then the tips. They're definitely like, you know.
Well, I know if it's a tip, probably. If there's a tip on card, then yeah.
Even cash.
But cash, like what? You can't take a 20 and put it in your pocket and that's it?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, one time, like, the register was closed. It was, like, 11, 12 o'clock. You know, we were closing. And the guy was like, yo, like, can I get a Diet Coke? I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. And I gave it to him for free. He was like, yo, take this. He gave me, like, $10. I'm like, realistically, what I should have done was give it to the pool. But the thing is, the register was closed and I gave it to him for free. I'm like, all right, like, I'm going to just keep it. And... technically that's wrong, but what else am I supposed to do, you know?
Yeah,
like, I wasn't about to like throw myself under the bus for
are we gonna have to cut this out too?
Nah,
no, I'm joking.
No names,
but
all right, that's it. Yeah,
but with all
I was gonna
this
say
talk,
if you don't have to tax if you're not taxing tips, then you might be, well, those guys might be making more.
Exactly. Like, there's a thing as double taxation, where they get taxed, and then once it's distributed, the company itself gets taxed on how much they count as the cash for the tips.
Yeah.
And then
exactly. You
also get taxed because you have to, like, especially if over the course of a full year, you're making $20,000 in tips, you have to report
that. How do you
get
double taxed, though?
Because the company gets taxed first, and then you get taxed as part of your income.
Yeah, but no.
Yes.
What? Why?
I'm learning this in my MBA class.
Why? Yeah, but I'm saying this. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Wouldn't that count as like a... So those tips, doesn't that count as like you're paying your employees? So that's a tax. So that's like, a business expense. That's a write off. No?
I don't think it's a write off. I like
not
I
that
agree with him.
Not the tips.
Like, there's
but
in
your
my
main
case,
but your main salary, yes, right?
It depends,
like your hourly.
Like, how like the place that you work at is also run. Like my place is a corporate company. They report everything. They don't do any fraudulent activity. But doesn't mean other places do. Like, my friend works at a nightclub.
Once an employee reports the tips to the employer, the tips are treated as wages paid by the employer at the time of the report.
Correct.
They must then, yeah.
Correct. So then it's not taxed when it's at the company level. It's taxed at the employee level. Because at that point, it's a business expense.
Yeah.
That's a tax write-off.
But right, some places don't count those tips, right?
Yeah.
So, like, my friend that works at a nightclub, it's not a pool tip. A lot of it is cash, and he just
Yeah, that's what
it.
I'm curious
He just
about.
Keeps it. So, in that case, it's like, yeah, like, the company, he was like, the company's more liable because they're not reporting their taxes like that with tips. So, like, they're more liable, but for us, it's, like, the best scenario because they're getting, like, income and they're not reporting it.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Hang on.
Yes, double taxation.
So what?
I'm correct.
Is it
incorrect?
So how does this work? I'm just asking. I don't.
So the employee then withholds an amount for their taxes, right? The taxes that they have to pay, right? And then from that, they divvy up the cash, correct? So let's say you know, they have to report that because technically it's wages paid. So you're paying the employees off of a source of income. And then it says the employee will need to pay the amounts directly when the employee files the individual income tax return. So you do report that on your tax return, and that's taken into account as far as your tax bracket, right? It's just another source of income for you. So let's say you just made $60,000.
I get that the employee's getting taxed. I'm just saying, so it gets taxed that the employee... So you collect the pool of tips. The company gets taxed on those tips as an income?
Because, yes, because cash is an... When you have sales, right, that... Based off of your sales and your revenue that you make, your revenue gets taxed at a certain percent. I don't remember what the values are. You get taxed at a certain percent. So this isn't just a loss, because if you are putting this in as a wage, as a cash flow out, that cash flow had to be supported by something else. What is that? Your cash assets. So if that goes up and your revenue is going up, then you get taxed at a higher percent. So the wages paid gives you a tax incentive, but you're still, that is accounted for within the taxes.
Yeah, but no, the only reason why I was confused is I thought the company's getting taxed on profit, not on revenue.
It is on revenue, not profit, because profit is revenue minus the interest and other shit.
Yeah, exactly. I thought generally.
I said it wrong. I'm sorry if I said it
no,
wrong.
I didn't think it was like that. I thought that you get taxed
after,
like I thought you report
after what?
I thought you report your income. You
gross report your income, which exactly. is revenue.
No, you report your income after paying business expenses, because business expenses are a write-off on your taxes.
Yeah.
So, like, if you could say, like, oh, well, I we made this much in tips or whatever, right? But, or I'm not saying, I'm just saying we made this much, but we had to pay our employees this much. If you report that in 1 year, okay, we made $1 million, but we paid our employees $400,000. Right?
Yeah, it's a
write-off. So you don't get taxed on $1 million, you get taxed on $600,000.
Yeah.
So then how are you getting double taxed in that case? Because you're not getting taxed on the $1 million, and then the employees
but
are getting taxed.
It's not 100% of the wages get written off. For instance, I just bought a car. I can't write off the fact that I have a $25,000 asset, right, to get put in the lower tax bracket. The taxes adjust based off of the sales tax on the vehicle. That's the only thing I can write off, is the sales tax of the vehicle, which ended up only being around $1,500. Okay? So that's the sales tax. That's what I can write off in this next year that I could do. I can only write off $1,500, and that's the only thing I can write off from the car. Also, the interest I pay on every single car payment. I can add that, but that adds up to an extra like $2-3 a month, so it doesn't really do anything, you know? So,
well, it depends what asset you're getting.
So, yes, they might have gotten $20,000, but that only adjusts their tax bracket. So, maybe they were at 100, I'm just throwing out numbers, 100,000, and the tax bracket cutoff is 85, and they paid 30,000. That means they're getting charged at the next interest payment. So it's only really calculated at the end of the year. It's just assumed throughout the year, which is why you do your taxes, so that when they find out at the end of the year, when you do the whole total sum of everything happened and then do the calculations, you should have gotten taxed less than what they actually charge you, or more, which is why sometimes you get
that
money and sometimes you pay.
That makes sense.
So it's hard to really just look at it as, oh, the $20,000 they got in tips that
night. I guess
it depends on the company as well. And what exactly? Because some people, they don't do pooled wages. Well, they just take the tip straight.
Yeah, that.
But just like with poker earnings, right? If you win a couple thousand in poker, you're okay. You know, you might not have to report that.
I had to report
that.
I got
exactly.
Fucked.
Once
no, no,
you
no,
hit
no.
10,000, well, you got to report it.
No. If you win a poker tournament, they fill that out and it gets recorded. Yeah, I have to record it. Yeah. Well, thank God. Dude, I won a tournament in July. I won $3,500.
You didn't know this? This is what I was telling you before.
I won $3,500.
Now all of a sudden the BetMGM card kind of starts making sense.
I won a tournament, right, at Rivers. They had me fill out a form with my social security on it, everything. So that's done. So I had to report that. Now I'm scrambling trying to figure. My dad's like, "You don't have any losses?" Because really on the year I was up like $700, because I lost a lot too. It all evens out, right? So I had to pull my WSOP losses on World Series of Poker online, and it, like, thank God I pulled that up. So at least I got some tax. I reported losses. Write off,
like, instead,
in that case, it's like, well, I made, instead of being taxed on $3,500, I'm getting taxed on $600 or $700. You know, that's the difference, which is a big difference. You know, because like you'll get taxed on everything, with the betting. It doesn't matter. It's less than $10,000 or not. If like they find out. Then it gets reported, you know? It's kind of like, I mean, you get, like, tax shit for, you'll get taxed on, like,
basically everything.
Just everything. And when it comes to gambling, yeah, you get taxed.
You get taxed, you get fucked.
So what about credit?
What about credit? Getting fucked because of credit, which is what I needed to talk about today. Let's just say you have a hypothetical individual.
Wait, hang on. Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, this, that, the other, bing, bang, bosh, you have a large sum of credit debt. Let's just say the number is $15,000. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm trying to say is that type of, at that level, once you get to those types of levels, the thing that really fucks you over is the interest.
Yep.
Because you might be making a $1,000 payment, but if the interest went up $300, you really only reduced your payment by $700, your amount by $700. And that's not even including any new additions you have on the card. So let's say the interest is $300, you added $400 more, and then that's $700. So really you're only decreasing it by $300. So that's kind of the point. Now, my question to you is, Paul, what I want you to answer first, more than anything else in the entire world, what is interest? How is interest calculated?
This is like a correct answer, correct, right?
You need an answer.
I mean, do you have credit cards? Do you use credit? I do. Have you built your credit?
Do you pay it off every month?
I pay my credit down to zero.
Zero, every time. So whatever, but if you don't,
because I wouldn't be so irresponsible as to let it get to $15,000.
Is it irresponsible or is it building your credit, though?
You're not answering the question. Let's not get sidetracked.
How do you calculate interest, though? Which is the question. What is interest?
Well, I don't know.
How is interest accrued?
Well, by not paying. Like, let's say, for example, you don't pay. Then
let's just make the numbers easy. Let's say $10,000 to make the numbers super easy. Let's say $10,000.
Okay, you have there's an interest rate of 3%. Let's call it.
And then what would happen?
So then next month, if you owe $10,000
and you don't, nothing changes, you don't add, you don't pay. What's the next amount going to be?
It increases by 3%, so it'd be $10,300.
Exactly. So let's say, then let's move on. Next question. Let's say that month you make a $1,000 payment. What would the interest be? Would it differ from that $300 amount?
Well, no. Okay, we're at $10,300, right?
No. Revert back. Okay. Different scenario. Back at $10,000.
You pay $1,000.
You pay $1,000 a month.
So then it's a 3% on top of the $9,000. So then
correct. Whatever that is.
It's
All right.
$9,200.
And if you pay, let's say you pay $500, what would it be?
3% of $9,500.
But like I think it's the APR. the APR is what you're paying. Like, that's like, so I am the individual first of all. So
I wasn't gonna say it.
So I am the individual. I have had my card now for five, coming on to 6 years. I've never missed a payment. Always made my payments.
Minimum,
higher, whatever the case is. I've never missed that minimum payment, right? I always pay that minimum. So that is the number one. That is the golden rule. You always make that payment. You never miss it. Because if you miss that payment, your credit history is just going to be fucking shit. So
you make
the minimum. I've built my credit. My limit is like 16,000, right? But I owe 14, like 8 right now. Right, so I have like $1,100. Let's just call it that, right? So $1,100 that I have at my disposal. But when I make
that's payments, how you, all right. If you look at it that way, payments, fine.
No. But
that's not how I
point.
Would look at
this
it.
This is my point. So
I would look at
it's
it
like
kind
oh, of a, it is kind of like a big thing. Like, yeah, you don't want your credit to get that high, right? But in the long run. You kind of do, because now, like,
yeah,
I've found myself in this position. I have to pay it off, right? That's only going to make me develop great credit, because by the time I pay this off, I'm going to have outstanding credit.
Accurate statement.
Yeah.
And at the end score, of it. At the end of it.
But the strategy in which I'm taking, right, is what many people...
But now, don't get into that yet.
Hang on.
Can I just make one comment,
yes.
though, about, like, credit? If we're talking credit score here... Revolving utilization is like a factor. So
no,
if you're using up,
I've used 83%, like nine, like
that's
I think my
like a shitload.
Like, no, yeah, and that's what like so like
that's,
I'm
that's
like,
gonna
I have
fuck
Discovery,
you over.
Right?
No,
I have Discovery
as
so,
well. So I have a $2,800 credit line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I managed to stay below it.
I have no credit line.
We'll get to that. But
spoiler,
you know what
spoiler,
I mean?
Spoiler.
So, like, two different situations, basically. You're a person that never let your credit get to that point where you're going to get a bigger limit. But what I did is I actually used my credit card, never missed a payment, and therefore my limit has increased exponentially. Like, every year my limit has increased, like, 4, 6%, bro.
Now, hang on.
You know?
Wouldn't you be able to build credit anyway if you just... keep like
how
you keep
you
a balance
card?
On it.
How long have you had your card?
2 years.
2 years.
Now hang on. Why not just like pay it off to the point where like you leave a balance on it, but like you pay more than the minimum.
Like,
you keep going so that it's still.
That's probably what I should have done.
Because like the utilization is like
I used my card. I really
no. I understand the strategy you're going at, but also
no,
at the same time like.
Unintentional though.
But let me get a contention.
Let me
jump in. Hold
on.
So the issue isn't the interest isn't that big of a deal at first.
At first, yes, exactly.
It never is.
At first.
Because maybe you have $1,000 on the account and it fucking goes up fucking $10. Whatever. But then once it keeps getting bigger and bigger, now 2-3% is $250, $300, $350.
That's what I think that APR is, 'cause after you read that,
but,
like, I really
so this this
that.
Is the issue. The reason why I went up with you in the first place to ask you all that interest question is because you were correct and you're right. It wasn't a loaded question, but it was definitely leading him. So, but at the same time, you answered correctly, in my opinion. What Juan has tried to explain to me, and honestly, I'll let you explain to me. He has a different view on how the interest is calculated.
So just from my experience, every time I pay... If not, like, depending on if I pay the minimum or if I pay more. Recently, I've been paying more than the minimum, like, triple the minimum. So, like, I've been paying, like, 700. The minimum's usually, like, 2-something, you know?
It's crazy that your minimum's
like,
that high.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. It's because I have a bigger balance. So, like, obviously, my minimum is going to be
higher,
more. You know what I mean? So, whenever I make these big payments, like, especially that $700 one, 400 was just straight interest.
Three.
Then I, like, a previous month, I paid, like, 400, like, 300 interest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, a big lump sum of what I'm paying. So I'm like, yo, I have a high interest rate. But what I think is, like...
And what do you think your interest rate is?
I think my interest rate is, like, according to how much I paid, like, 28%. Which is, like... kind of goes by what
that I, might be possible.
I googled on this when I look Google Discovery, like, oh, what is the average interest rate?
That makes like, sense.
Why does that make sense? Please explain to me as well.
Why 20% makes sense? I mean, that's like if you're that late on your like your interest rates for credit cards are extremely high, you know.
That's why so I think like, it's the APR.
But,
like,
but
that you
he
said
might
that.
Make he might make no Juan might be making a valid point.
That's what his fucking interest would be.
No.
Amount did not go up by this much.
You have
there's
you,
no fucking
no,
way.
Juan's right.
How is he right?
Because 28% interest rate on the year.
That's what I was telling him. That's pay over time. That's not 20. What his interest is accrued per month. His interest is like 2%.
Yeah, per month it's less, but like for the year it would be 28%.
If you were to get a loan and finance the loan, the percent interest they would charge to that is this, and they would allow you to pay that $15,000 balance over the course of a year at a rate.
People do that.
It's
kind of like, why would you do that?
Yes, you might have access to a 27% APR pay over time interest rate, but that's not what your current interest rate is. And your current interest rate also is not equivalent, or it doesn't correlate with the payments that you make. Whether you make a $100 or you make a $1,000 payment, your interest rate is still going to be 2%, whatever it is. Correct?
Yeah. No. You're right in
that's
that sense.
That's how the interest is
because
accrued
it,
monthly.
If it was like 28% monthly, does make, but annually, yes. Like annually, like
see, you're.
Like,
and
you're,
the like, reason, kinda, and here's why
that
can
makes
pull,
sense. Can you pull up that, the thing? Because we've had issues in the past.
What do you want me to pull up?
The Audacity.
So this is going to bring me to our next point. Okay. We're good. We'll get there first.
No.
Okay,
but,
keep going.
But that's what I'm saying. So I never said that the number that he stated was incorrect. I think the applicability of how he's currently using it, looking at his current expense sheet every month, or his statement every month, is incorrect. Because again, 30% of that balance is over $4,000. Your balance is not increasing $4,000 every month. It's only increasing $300 every month based off of how much you added on to the card.
Fuck me, man.
And how much you paid off.
So look, I'm going to show you.
That's what it's on. Then that final Discover's balance, the final balance at the
end
curious, of
the month
is
you know taxed. What I want to see? This guy's spend analyzer.
So look, we can look at it. So look.
You should look at mine.
Yeah, mine's wild.
This was because I had to. I rented a car for the last like 2 months. You're gonna see Enterprise.
Wait, this is for how long?
Traveling entertainment.
Mine's worse than this. I feel like I spend more. Do this.
Like, it's for entertainment though. Like, look.
Dude,
so like that's just.
Dude,
that.
This monthly the monthly trend. Dude, this guy spends way less money than me.
My spending is.
Recently though, because I've been really paying it. But like, the thing that fucks.
But look,
is
this
interest.
Is. This is still less. Bro.
Show him a statement, please.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But also, mine is inflated because I have pay for the Wi-Fi, the rent, and the utilities.
Look at my credit score. It's good, right? It's not like
But it's not great. You would have a better one if you didn't have such high revolving utilization.
Yeah. Of course, but it's been getting better because I've been paying a lot more. But look, this is what I'm trying to like make you look at. Paid $700. I only used $170 that month.
Look at my monthly spending.
See, like, you use this card a lot. Like, I'm surprised your limit's not higher, bro. What you have the blue card?
I don't even know.
What color is your card?
It's like this. It's this one. It's literally this one.
This one, right?
No, it's right here. Look, whatever
that is. No, yours is different.
Silver or whatever. I don't know.
Do you have Amex Silver?
I have Chrome card.
I just got the Amex card.
He just got the Amex. He had no idea what an Amex card was.
Fuck off. My dad had the Amex gold card.
You're like, what's an Amex when I said
But that? I just know. Because you said Amex. It's Amex.
I guess.
American Express. Amex. Okay. That's why I didn't understand. And secondly, my dad had this card. And one of my coworkers had this card. I didn't get the referral points because I'm a fucking idiot. But yeah. So.
We're all looking.
But yeah, bro. So this is the strategy, bro. How do you think you get out of credit card debt? You just pay it off, right?
This is a great part.
I would just try to... This is my thing.
You just pay it off, right?
I would get out of debt as soon as possible.
ASAP.
Because you're basically losing money on interest.
Of course.
Because,
like...
Because like, point, you pay $700, realistically, you like,
if you just... If you... Let's say you accrued... Once you get your credit to a certain level, your credit's not going to go down. If, let's say, you spend the amount you're spending in a month, let's say you spend that much and you have, all right, so your balance gets up to $1,000 and you pay off $1,000 right off the bat at the end of the month, your credit's not going to decrease. It's going to keep going up slowly. It's not going to go up as much as, like, you know.
Yours starts going up. Your limit starts going up when you use the max. Say you spent $2,000.
Yeah, I never used
false.
Yes.
No, I can ask. I've asked for periodic credit increases.
Oh, you got one of these apps?
Yeah, I got periodic credit increases. I just asked. No, I've never reached my max ever.
I've never asked for a raise on my limit, ever.
Yeah, they raise it because they want you to put fucking more money in it so they can keep making more free money out of you.
Realistically.
Yeah, wild, right?
Then the bonus hit different.
The bonus hit death.
In January. Yeah, but homie, I got a different one.
But yo, so this is my strategy, bro. This is a real strategy. This is a real thing.
It's my spending in April.
Jesus. But so what I did.
Wait till I start pop outs again.
You have Credit Karma?
What?
Credit Karma?
No.
Download Credit Karma.
Why?
You need that. That is something you should have. For real. That's how he found out if he can get this gold Amex card, and that's how he got it.
Amex.
So what does Credit Karma do for me?
So Credit Karma,
I feel like we're at a Credit Karma commercial.
It gives you a free credit history, right? Yeah. A soft check, not a hard one, so it's not going to lower your credit, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to tell you every card that you can get. It has every card you already have, every loan, because you put your social security and everything. So it's like, it's legit, right? So I'm using it to get out of credit card debt.
So I have this app that tells me exactly how much I owe in credit cards.
Oh, okay.
Right? Tells me my investments, tells me cash, tells me spending.
That's tough.
Tells me how much spending I made, and it gives me a calculated net. This is incorrect.
I can't have the net worth. Yeah, obviously. I can't have the net worth until you have to buy, like, the
special plan. Yes, and get this app. It's the same company as...
$3 a month.
This one's free, Mint, and it's the same... company as
TurboTax. Networks. I don't care about networks.
I'd love to calculate.
Shout out Houston. We got a viewer out there listening to A Song on the Hill, the episode.
Shut the fuck up.
What's going on right now? But yo, this brings me to my next point.
Yeah.
So I downloaded Credit Karma, right? I have a coworker. So
I should get... Wait, it's free for me to do this.
It's free, yes.
It's absolutely free. Ladies and gentlemen, please download Credit Karma, all right? So you guys can get a soft check on your credit score.
Right? You don't know about Credit Karma?
Yeah, how do you not know this, bro?
Dude, it's on every fucking sports commercial ever. I've obviously heard about it. I just never looked into what it does. But now we basically turned this into an ad. So Credit Karma, if you'd like to sponsor us, you know, we're here.
Send us like $12 or fucking $20
and
for a beer.
And thank you, because you're getting my life on track. So what'd
you find out?
So look, I have had this problem for like the last half year. I'm like, man, dude, this credit card, bro, I pay it off. But like my balance is just not going down, bro. Like it's just not. It's like a hole that's just not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm digging, but it's not fucking getting any closer, right? Whatever. So, I asked my coworker.
Who needs OT?
I asked my coworker, I'm like, yo, look, like, I want to show you something. Like, maybe you can help me. So, all right, what's up? So, I pull out my statements. I'm like, yo, look, like, I have a Discovery card. My limit's very high. I have, like, good credit. But, like, I can't get out this hole. Like, I've literally been paying, like, a lot. But my balance just doesn't go down. I'm getting killed on interest. Like, has this ever happened to you? He's like, bro, yes. And he did exactly what I told you. He's like, download Credit Karma. So I downloaded it. He's like, look, what you do is you need to find a card that you can do a balance transfer. So basically, they have like a bunch of cards, right? Different companies, they want you to join their credit line, right? So they offer zero interest, just a 3% fee on your transfer balance. So like
for the first 12 months.
No, for the first 21 months.
21 months.
For me. So I found the one that had the longest time period with zero interest. That's like the card I looked for. So they had like a bunch of options. I found one that I got approved for. I have like a $2,000 limit, right? So basically my plan is that I'm going to transfer the max on that card, pay that full amount in one shot, and get hit by no interest. That way my balance is going down and I'm avoiding interest. You know what I mean? And at the same time,
avoiding a higher interest. Yeah.
At
payment.
The same time, I'm so building keep two doing credit that. Lines. Now I have two credit cards.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
So I like, think that's a what good I'm doing. When I first told Caruso this, he didn't know what that was. He's like, bro, like, how can you do that? Like, are you dumb? Like, just fucking pay it off. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm gonna pay it off. But, like, bro, you have to hear me out. Like,
I got
I'm
tight to him. Cause
this makes sense.
He didn't explain it. That,
bro, I did, but this guy was just super, super defensive.
The reason why I didn't believe it at first is because all he wanted to do was, let's say, transfer $5,000 and immediately pay it off from that bank account. And he and because of that, he wouldn't be hit with interest. He was still under the impression that interest is based off of the payment that you make, not the total balance of
so
the
card. So, like, my
fear
card. Is that, like, because this happened because I got my card.
He thought he was getting hit 30% because he paid $700 and it was $300.
So
he didn't understand how interest was accrued at the time. That's why I got upset at him.
So, like, to be fair, I see his point, but this is how I was thinking. This is the situation that caused it. My
so you thought that if you paid $200, you're paying less interest.
Yes.
You're paying less money in interest.
Or if he paid like $3,000,
if I paid $5,000, say they're taking like $3,000 straight interest. That's what I'm saying.
That's what he thought.
No.
So like, this happened because my car got totaled and I got a $5,000 check. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna just pay off my credit card. But then I started thinking, I'm like, damn, if I pay off my credit card, they're gonna hit me with this crazy interest.
So homie, what the?
So like, what? No. But you know, I did not go to the fucking
street. He bought a car.
Tax write-off.
Tax.
I fucking got a car instead, and, like, I found this new strategy that I'm going to do. And I got two cards, so now I'm going to just...
Honestly, it probably would have been better if you just spent the check on that, but you could do it this way, too.
But he needed a car.
I need a car, bro. I drive to New York. Needed,
so.
And at the same time, like... The credit isn't like he's going to be able to transfer over the whole $15,000 right off the bat.
I can't. It's only $2,000 at a time.
You can only do it $2,000 at a time.
Maybe that's a good thing.
But exactly.
Transfer
you bring
over,
it, pay it.
$2,000.
$2,000 every time. Be done in 7 months, bro.
Yeah, dude. You got to get... Because you want to have less as little debt as
bro,
possible.
Once, well, once I get rid of this
can
credit...
Can I see this bastard?
Well, let me explain it first.
So this card is what people should try to get, honestly. If you use your card, I feel like if you have an Amex card, you're on the right track. You know, you definitely have your finances on track. So, shout out Caruso, but shout out me, because I was the one that made this happen.
Well, I will agree. I'll agree. And here, Paul, you can take the card now. So, what I'm...
Heavy card.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Not
it's
metal, though.
Crazy,
not
son.
Metal. But, basically, you know, I was in the wild. Like,
imagine just...
Anthony My- Salvatore Caruso.
Yeah, I gotta have the middle initial. That's how
always,
it's a fit.
Always.
But here's my thing.
I gotta download Credit Karma now.
I don't know how. Bro. I don't know how to say this, but my ego has been hurt very badly on two occasions. The first time my ego was hurt is when I bought the Genesis for the first time.
Is this
yes.
it right here?
I walk in and basically situation is they're going to give me a high ass fucking interest, but in order if I want to bring it down, I can get my dad to co-sign with me. Both of our names will be on the title and that shit. And because of that, we'll be able to get a better interest rate, which we did. It was significantly better, right? Was able to make my monthly payments very short. The cons of that is that my father was getting all of the credit for me, and even though I was the one paying for it every month.
Oh, no.
So, again, I had
good
a credit
him.
Card. Yeah, right? I had a credit card.
Dad enjoyed for that.
But
I still
only had only one line of credit because technically those payments weren't under my name. They were under his name.
Terrible.
The loan was to him, not to me, even though the car was both of ours.
Yeah.
So that being said, that was the first time I was hurt. But I was just going into, I just got out of college. I didn't really care. So I've been paying these cars. I've been paying my credit every month. I see I got a high ass credit score. You know, I feel very good. And I go to buy another car. And honestly, I'll say this. I had this discussion with a coworker before about credit and all this. And he has like 15 cars. and like just for the purpose of having multiple credit lines so we can get bigger loans and better interest rates and all that. And I was thinking about it for a while. I'm gonna get a credit card, but I never really had a reason to. It's like, what am I gonna open up another credit card for? So I got things in the mail. I kept the envelopes from Amex and Chase and all these fucking banks and but then I ended up throwing them out.
Hang on, did you have another credit card before?
The only credit card I had was from Bank of America. It was a Visa bank, card I had with my bank. Standard. So I go in there and it's the same fucking deal. You know, I get pre-approved from a Bank of America standpoint at 6.8% interest. But while we were in the negotiation, I don't know if I mentioned, I overheard someone else say that the lowest possible Hyundai can do is 5.99. That's the lowest interest rate they can give. Yeah. All right. But I didn't qualify that because of my age. And originally they were throwing out numbers like 8%, 9% of what my interest was going to be. And eventually I showed them my pre-approved rate and they ended up beating it. Obviously, yeah. Scumbags, as we discussed. But it was because, A, my age, which I can't change.
That's so stupid.
And B, because I only have one line of credit. And that's why I have such a high credit score, because I only have to focus on one thing, right? So the last thing I wanted to do was yet again put my dad on the lease. That was an option. They brought it up. I said no.
No, right?
Because that would have probably brought it down to 5.99. I would have had lower payments every month.
But that's it. It's not.
But then again, I lose out on the credit incentives. Yeah, exactly. So I did it, and now I have two lines of credit. And then now I'm kind of like, all right, well, you know, I have this payment, and I'm going on business trips, and I see that I have high credit. I pay like $1,500 a month. Sometimes I'll pay two a month for because of my shit, and I'm fine with it. Like, why not get another one? And like, I've been kind of thinking about it more seriously, but I never actually put the time and effort into looking what card I wanted, because it's too much work. That's always what stopped me.
Yeah.
And then Juan just starts talking about like, oh, what I want to see what you can get approved for, because he showed me the card that's coming in the mail for him. And he was like, well, let me just see, you got a credit card, right? So I pulled it up, and he saw the gold and he just bugged out. I'm approved for that. So he just bugged out, and he was like, dude, approve right now. I approved
How
that
do I
night.
Do this?
Bro, literally fill out everything.
Yeah.
How long does this take me to sign 10 up?
10 minutes,
yeah.
Not even.
I got approved that night, and then I submitted the application the next day, and I literally got it Wednesday, and this conversation occurred over the weekend.
Bro, literally. Bro, it's crazy. I'm sure. I think you can get a fucking.
There's no limit on this card. There's 4% for a lot of things.
If I can
120 free Uber
to help with the process of
buying. But it's a $250.
No, just be honest. Be like,
it's a $250. Do this after. Do you want to fucking?
I wanted to do it on here. I want this. I want this.
Be honest though. Like,
wait. To help with the process of wait.
Just say like, is there
to monitor my credit and to ensure my information to check or improve my credit score.
That's a good option. I mean, I put to lower my debt, and that's why I get a lot of transfer balance cards. So, like, just do whatever it applies to you.
To check or improve my credit score, whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Okay, so while Paul's filling
out. Yeah, yeah, I could talk while doing
this. I think, you know, this card will help me in some aspects. There's,
for sure,
there's
bro.
Business and travel and benefits like that.
Like,
now I have three lines
card,
of credit.
If you want to get the card now. If you didn't do it through this card, right? Did you do it through another card?
I got the loan through Bank of America. That's
so
what Hyundai went
to. So you
got
a loan?
Yeah, I had. Yeah, okay. I financed it.
Okay. But your dad's not on it, nothing?
No, it's all me.
It's all you.
Yeah, he helped. I took a 0%.
Say you had that. Could you have probably done it through that?
No, I'm not going to put my loan on American Express.
No, like, not get a loan, though. I've never bought a car, so like, I'm actually like.
I could have, but the interest rate would have been fucking 20 something percent.
It would have been OD.
30%.
So you probably want to get a loan, then you want to finance it. That's
yeah. What you want to do. Because we made a down payment on it as well.
I feel you.
And plus, if you pay with a credit card, it's a 3% additional.
So like, oh, they frown upon it.
If you pay with the credit card, yeah.
Card credit
exactly.
Card.
I'm not going to fucking do that.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. And I don't want to fucking trash my credit score because I'll have a high usage over the course of 5 years.
Yeah. So, like...
Do not go to Juan for financial advice.
No, look,
if you learned anything from this fucking podcast episode,
I will say,
he went to school for marketing.
I will say...
Not finance.
That I didn't find myself in this on purpose, but I'm glad I'm in this fucking situation. because it taught me what credit is, how to obtain it.
That is true.
And, like, I've actually done a really good job and built my credit accidentally. Because now, compared to Paul, like, you know, we have the same card, right? He's had it for less time, you know. That's a good point. But my limit is so high. So, like, that's, like...
That's not... All right, so this is... That's not, all right, so this good. Is,
they rate your credit score on three things.
Pussy.
Your TransUnion, pussy? Your Equifax, fuck and that's you. How they get your FICO score. So, yeah. Now you go to cards.
We have to link bank accounts, I think.
No, it's already here, no?
Bro, I gave my social security and everything.
It's here already.
So...
look up Amex. Look up Amex or...
American Express.
Amex.
Am. I am.
Look at the gold one. Go to it.
Your chance of approval is fair.
His was, like, good. His was green. So you might...
Pussy?
You might... Pussy?
Let's look at BetMGM now.
Yeah, I don't know, right?
Let's see if it's there.
Nah.
So what that means is it's not possible.
Dude, I've never even heard of that card, son. Do not get
it's
that
just
card.
A card through BetMGM. It's not like a real.
No.
That's what you want.
No, card. What is it? What is it? I'll tell you right now. BetMGM credit card.
Do you have bro, Chase? It's not a bet. You have Chase, right?
You don't have to, bro. They want you to have that card.
Yeah.
They like want it's the same you. Thing with Wawa has like a gas
like
credit
Amazon
card.
Amazon has a credit card.
Like, yeah, and I want the BetMGM. I want to go to the Borgata. Why do you guys... there it is. Rewards MasterCard right there.
You could literally fucking... Oh, my God. Paul. You whip this out at dinner, and Christina sees this, she's going to have a fit.
She knows I was going for this. She knows I was trying
just
to get this.
It's a credit card.
It's a credit card, bro.
It has BetMGM on it. Come
yeah.
on.
And I'm going to use it to...
Come on,
I'm going to use it to acquire points. If you got a problem with that, you could go
get
fuck
real
yourself.
Points.
It's not coming up on here, so I can't tell, but...
That's so funny.
Fuck your points.
Fuck your points. Oh, God.
Capital One Venture Card. Whoa.
The Capital One card. That's a good card.
Your chance of approval is fair.
You should get Chase, bro. Chase Sapphire.
Yeah, I heard Chase has some good cards.
Chase Sapphire, that's the next one I want.
But the thing is my credit score dropped pretty significantly with the car loan. And then I think it did not drop because of my aunt. I wonder if Credit Karma has it pulled up.
It should be in your cards.
Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, download Credit Karma. It will change your life. It has changed mine today. I will tell you that right now.
I'm telling everyone.
Credit Karma.
Credit Karma, bro. You want some good credit?
You should download the Mint app.
Mint? Yeah, I probably will.
To calculate. It's a free. It's free. It calculates your net worth. So your net worth's probably like negative what?
I have to make a payment on this because it doesn't show up right now.
Well, no. Let's say you have a payment, like if the way that app works is if you have like a payment that's because your net worth is the total value of your assets
minus
your expenses. So, like, if you have, I don't know if you're still holding crypto
right now, no.
Okay, if you were, then that would be your assets. So then
they probably can't hear you well.
Shout out Rubet, but
So you don't have any investments now?
Investments, no. I've just been trying to pay off my credit card.
401k is net worth, correct?
Yes, that is part of your net.
And I have another investment account now.
There you go.
Real stocks, not the crypto bull drive.
A couple Shamrock shares.
I'm positive I'm on Meta for the first time in a long time.
Huh?
Meta. I hold a lot of Meta stock.
Oh, my God.
It don't matter.
Because I invest in...
You have...
Lizard
stocks, my friend.
I have lizard stocks. You know what I have? Ladies and gentlemen, let's. Who are we gonna take financial advice from?
Bro, what advice have I given?
The reaction right there says it all, right?
Dude,
I mean, are we gonna listen to people who are trying to push me? I mean, this was an advocate for crypto a while ago. I don't know if you remember.
Dude.
Or what do we trust more, crypto or
the New
proven
York Stock Exchange.
Proven?
Yeah.
Blue chip tech stocks that the company, like for example, like Apple. If
Dude,
you're telling me Apple's ever going to go
saying
anywhere,
this right now, but are you looking at
no?
what's going on in the world?
Who cares?
Right now?
Okay, if so,
I know you know everything, what's going on. So
this world will end before Apple is gone, Mark, or I'll be dead off the face of the earth.
I'm not even talking about Apple. I'm talking about Russia meeting with
China. He's saying the world will end before Apple goes under.
That's why it's a great investment. And if the before Apple goes under, the world will be over before Apple.
What about the US dollar? That's my point. I'm not even talking about Apple. Do you understand what's going on in the world?
Right I do now? Understand. You can invest and you in want global to, currencies. You want to know? Yeah. So yes, there are that is. Markets? No, that is going to impact. That's Forex. That's going to impact. Look, what's going on with like China and Russia and Saudi Arabia? That's going to impact. No. Hang on. That's going to impact the U.S. dollar. But what people don't realize with that news is like, they're doing that because they're scrambling right now. I've spoken to some Chinese people. My brother has. Like from China,
what are they, like, they believe second generation.
No. Straight off the boat, they just work at in my brother's lab OTB. At Princeton. Okay. A lot of people know that the way the Chinese economy is structured and the way it works, it will collapse. It's going to collapse. Russia's basically using all of its resources and valuable men on the war.
Yes.
And like while yes, they are winning the war right now. While okay, they're using a lot of their resources on the war. There's still men dying in the war, right? So what does that mean? I mean like it's going to impact like the amount of money they're spending on the war is a shit ton too.
This could just be a scare tactic.
You don't think this news is going to affect the crypto market? Like, do you look at the crypto market right now?
It's going to... No, absolutely. It's going to affect the market. But in the end, what's going to happen... My point is, yes, shit's going to go... you know what? The U.S. economy, yes. All these tech stocks or whatever, when those crash, yeah, crypto does well. But what I'm trying to say to you is those stocks might crash down to a low amount. The ones that I'm talking about, the reason why they're such good investments is because they will never, they won't be gone. Like so we're like always
Apple, gonna, McDonald's.
Yeah. Like Microsoft. You're telling me, if the U.S. dollar crashes, no one's gonna have an iPhone anymore. Everyone's gonna get rid of their iPhones.
I'm not saying never. That.
Never. That's my point. So how are you gonna tell me that? Ethereum or Bitcoin is a better investment than Apple. The point that I just made to you is true.
I have an answer.
Let's hear it.
So, why are you buying an Apple stock in the first place?
Because you trust the company.
Because it's safe.
Because and you trust the company that it will always make money and it'll always give you returns and pay off dividends.
It's a safe investment. You're probably not going to see large dividends, though.
You are going to see large dividends. Over time. Let's take... Hang on. Let's look at the history of it. Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at the history of it. Let's look at the history of it right now.
We're going to compare it to Bitcoin, though.
Okay, let's take a look at.
You know what I mean?
Let's take a look at Apple stock.
Like, if you're thinking about it like that, like, give me, if you're getting into like okay, Apple.
5 years. 5 years ago, exactly 5 years ago. Right, the stock was in at $38. In the last 5 years. You've gotten a 300 if you had it at that point you've gotten a 309% increase. That is beyond.
It's not beyond okay. Bitcoin though.
No,
Bitcoin,
that's
5 years ago.
Yes, but that's not my point. My point is that what evidence do you have that Bitcoin cannot go to
fucking Apple Watch?
At what point are you going to tell, like, what's your reasoning that now, today, I understand how it did in the last 5 years, but my point is, I just showed you that Apple's done that. It will continue to do that no matter what happens. What's my proof that Bitcoin can't crash to zero?
That brings me to my next point. So,
how do I know in the next five years?
First of all,
it will have a steady.
Bitcoin today is $28,000, right?
Okay.
5 years ago, Bitcoin was 468. So that's a 5,982 like percent. No, did I do the math wrong?
59%.
59%.
That's not a 59%.
That's not.
Increase. I'm sorry. Yes, you are. 5,000.
Yeah.
Percent increase compared to the 300. So that's like my point as well.
Decrease.
Hang on. Ethereum in the last 5 years increased by 381%.
I'm talking about Bitcoin, though.
Let's look at Bitcoin.
Right now, it's at 27K, something like that. 5 years ago, $468.
So it decreased.
So people got in. No,
it was at 48.
It's half of its. It's like its all time high is like 60 something. It's not at its all time high, but it's been recovering. Still, yeah. That's the thing. It's a trend. So like shit, like world news, like especially this, like Russia teaming up with China. That's like news. People then invest money. Because
no, they don't Bitcoin, want it to be on centralized. Bitcoin in the last 5 years is up 304%. Actually, less than Apple.
What's it? What do you mean? It was $468.
No. 5 years ago, actually on April 14th, 2018. April 14th, 2018, the price of Bitcoin was 8,000. Oh, no. The price of Bitcoin was... hang on.
I just looked up
Bitcoin. It's the difference of those two values divided by the final, or but divided by the initial value.
It says
Bitcoin, here, Bitcoin,
April 12th,
Bitcoin.
2016. Look up April 12th, 2016.
That's not 5 years ago.
It says
April 28th, 2018. That's 5 years ago, right? Correct?
Yeah, go to 2018. Yeah.
Okay. Or well, it's about, okay, 304%. So actually less than Apple. And we're talking about something that's volatile. Less has less reliability in terms of than Apple. So my point is,
that's more reward. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but how is there more? Where's the reward? I just showed you that that's gone up actually less.
That's if somebody's kept it for over 5 years, but that's not what it was with Bitcoin. At the peak, it was like 46, and people who bought early, yes, won big, but usually people got on late. So they saw that, hey, even if I buy in for $20,000, it might go up to $40,000 over the course of a year or something like that, right? Because it's just going up.
So then they
were in there for the short term quick gain, but then the hype got too big and the cryptocurrency market flopped. And it all went down. And
you know how many people are
it's
down?
That's not the case.
Yeah, fucking KSI lost $2.5 million on a single crypto.
A lot of people are down.
Pools, a lot of schemes going down. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's all a result of COVID, lockdown. People were just making ways to make money. That's where crypto really popped off. But crypto was a thing way before that. And, like, it was based off real, like applications. So, like that's where people... are investing to make bread because they know the potential. You get me?
It's different. I'm not saying I don't.
There's
believe...
mad hype right now. Let's hop in and make a quick money. People did that.
My question to you is
why are you buying Apple stock compared to Bitcoin? And I'm saying it's two different people.
It's less volatile. That's
people
what he's saying.
It's safer. Like you know,
like,
Apple
I have
established stock. It's not
because,
volatile.
Because
like
I'm
that,
no. Because this is the difference.
But you're also not going to make the most gains like that.
I'm investing
potentially.
No.
Exactly.
Here's the.
It's all a gamble.
This is no.
But he's
not,
saying
it's
he's
not
making
a gamble
out of it.
I'm not gambling. This is no. But
which is why I'm saying higher risk, higher reward.
But this is the difference.
This is low risk.
No,
like
I'm investing because I made the decision to invest in companies I believe in, not in stocks
good.
I believe in.
That's good.
Okay, there's a big difference.
That is.
When you invest, I'm not investing in Apple because, oh.
I thought you said you were.
No, I'm explaining. I'm not investing in Apple because, oh, the price is for this and I want this amount of, no. I'm investing in Apple because I believe in the company. I'm investing in Meta because I believe in the company. If you want to talk about a safe, even safer investment, I'm investing in the S&P 500 because it goes up on average 7% a year in the history of the stock market.
Yeah.
So why not invest in that? It's just a good, smart investment. I understand where you're coming from, but my point is I could see where the high risk, high reward is, but why are people investing in Bitcoin? Like, are you investing for the purpose of, like, are the majority of people investing for the purpose of, oh, I'm going to hold this currency for a long time because I believe that Bitcoin will eventually be used? No, the majority of people are like, I'm buying Bitcoin because it's going to go back up to fucking whatever it is. Yeah. Now, here's my double. Argument. All right, the max. What's the maximum Bitcoin has been at?
46, I think. 48.
No, I think it hit.
No, 60. It was in the 60s, right? Yeah. So that's about 2 times what it is now, because that's like 28,000, right?
So yeah, basically.
28,000. So it's about 2x. Yeah. So now Facebook or Meta at its max was in the 400s. Same thing, right?
$400
a share. Now it's at around 200.
That's the thing with crypto. It's not. It's also like price per coin. Like the coin goes up. Like stock is like, you know, it's you don't hear of like a $26,000 stock. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, you have index funds that are
like those are different. Like I.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's certain stocks. Well, because before they get to that point, they do. Stock splits, so like they split the shares.
Due diligence more on that, but
you see, nobody needs to do more due diligence on crypto.
I mean, this is my thing. It's smart to have you should at our age we should have risky investments, but it should only make up a smaller percentage of your investment portfolio. That's the point that I'm trying to make, right? You know, I'm not sitting here saying, I mean, I had Ethereum. I sold it, but I was holding Ethereum. It was just a smaller percent. It wasn't my whole investment portfolio. Yeah. Because because why did I do that? Because I was informed by a lot of people that there's genuine backing behind Ethereum and it's used for different things. Like I could get behind that. And there's someone that's supposedly the leader or the founder of Ethereum. There's it has a backing
with the whole guy that went down.
Yeah, with Sam. With SP. Well, there's another thing, right?
That's a different topic.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean,
regardless, it is now time to go from the deep. We got a comment. Shout out my mom's. Follow her on Instagram at christine.7865. Look at that beaut in reference to my new whip.
What's her name? Or his?
It's going to be a girl. I have obviously. My name
for my car.
I think it's going to be funny, I think it's going to be Sunny.
So, I got my car.
All right, just disregard that. That's fine.
Sunny?
Sunny.
Sunny.
Sunny the Sonata.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, enjoy Juan.
My name to my car. Funny story. I got this car through a family mechanic. He's been our mechanic for years. Had a car, a monster. It's a G37X Infiniti, 2009 model. Pretty nice car, bro. Maybe back in the day. Definitely a nice car. But it's kind of old now. It's 2009. But he had it. He did some work on it. And the first thing he says to me, he's like, "Hey," he's Colombian, so he's like, "Cuidado. Carlos a monster." Basically, like he said, be careful, the car's a monster. So my car's name is Monstro.
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 Monstro. You know what my car's name is?
What is
it? I don't name it.
Come on. It's a pickup truck. It could be so many things.
I just don't name my fucking vehicle.
You know, fuck you, right. I've named every single one of my vehicles.
You have to.
Ellie the Explorer. Jenny the Genesis.
And you know what happens when you don't name your vehicle? It lasts longer, just like mine.
Cold take.
That's actually a very hot take. Thank you for listening to another episode of 2D Podcast. Catch us next week for the finale.
Peace! Drinking. Comment below.